cliffcentral.com.
Dumelang ba heso. Ena ke nako ya sipping tea. Ho nwa tea le ngwane no a o ke mo ratanga holo ba ke tsumi mo raki. Mona na re a bua. Re bua ntho tsohle. Ha ho monwana o re sa o nyekeng. Ha ho matrase o re sa o petroleng. Ha ho stupu se re sa se polishing. Ha e ka neng ditaba tsa lenaneo di thulana le maikutlo a hao. Ka nnete ke taba hore o nyolose kgohlo o ye ka mane ka dipuding. O dula o re letsatsi le tla le o hahle. O lokise monahano. Mo re a bua. Re bua puo pha. Tumi, ha ba shwe.
Okay.
Am I back? Am I in? Ish, I didn't touch the things that can make the things to happen the way they need.
I'm very loud in my own ears, so I'm struggling. To figure out the levels here. I can hear myself too, but I don't know if we need to be louder or if this is fine.
Okay. Oh, the people at home, I don't know. They might have to find strength.
It's fine. No, they just gave us the thumbs up on the other side.
Yay! Hey, technology!
On the other side of the fence there.
Yeah, we're exposing ourselves. Up, hey, so Mabali. Good.
Lock. Lock.
Oh my God. Should you try that again? Should you like greet the people at home?
Oh, hi. I'm Mabali Moloi.
I'm Timi Meraki.
And welcome to one of the last few sessions of Sipping Tea for 2016.
I'm ready.
When are you away? Because we should probably mention when we're going to be away, because it means that when we're away, then we're not here to do the show.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be gone our last show will be on the 20th of December, Tuesday, and 2 days later is my birthday.
Ooh.
3 days later is Jesus's birthday.
Okay.
And then it all comes to a grinding halt. So
having a birthday this close to Christmas.
Yes.
Pros and cons. Because, you know, some people just decide, no, but it's so close to Christmas that I'm not even going to bother making your birthday special.
Yes. My people always make my birthday special.
Growing
up, it sucked a little bit more because, you know, we were not people of privilege. So gifts. Your gifts were always the same anyway. Didn't matter when your birthday was, you would get your Christmas clothes and that was your present for Christmas.
And then you didn't really get a birthday present.
My mom always got me a birthday gift, I must say. Nobody else did, but my mother, without fail, would get me a gift. And it would always be something artsy. If it wasn't a painting thing, it would be a drawing thing. It would be books. It would be... me and my birthday is always special.
You know, I think that I still suck at buying presents, and especially for little children, because the thing with little children is...
especially for little children.
No, because there's so many times when I've seen presents that, you know, my nephew who's 6 and my niece who's 2 get, you know, within 10 minutes, the present is finished.
It's
gone. It's
broken. Yeah.
It's lost because somebody did something else. And so I always think to myself, but then why do I even bother buying gifts here if they're just going to... So I always, you know, want to get something that they... that would be more useful to them than just lasting 10 minutes.
Yeah, but be careful with the useful thing. My son just got a useful present. They were having a thing at swimming, a Christmas thing, and he got his present and he was so upset. He was near tears. He hated his gift that much. So also kind of slow your roll on the whole useful gift thing. Because as much as they have destroyed it, the joy they had destroying that present is irreplaceable.
Okay.
You cannot... You know what I mean? Like, honestly, there's a time to get kids sensible gifts, and there's a time, honestly.
You know, this is why I asked the question, because I don't always know.
No, it ended very badly. But the way I got him out of that funk, funny enough, because I was also thinking, you know, you don't want to raise a child who's a spoiled brat, right? So what I ended up doing was saying to him, it's okay, I'm going to speak to the school, and I'm going to tell them next time they shouldn't give you gifts tonight. They should just give the other kids. You're okay. They mustn't bother you because then it upsets you. And I'm really sorry that you have to be so upset. Yeah. Did he not recover?
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. No.
It's okay. Got it. Mm.
Yeah, you've still got to be strategic about these threats that you make with children. Is that a cruel thing to do, to threaten your child?
No, it's not threatening. it's negotiating. It's sometimes it's just putting things in perspective. I don't like to use the word threat. You know? It's such a harsh word.
Yeah, it sounds.
It mars.
It sounds harsh, but you know, I'm okay with it.
No.
Like, for example, when they do something naughty and then you threaten them with the promise of something that they are obviously afraid of. So if they don't like the doctor, you're like, I'm taking you to the doctor's office.
Get an injection.
Yeah, wabona. Yes. Is that okay?
That's okay, except you don't want to use a doctor as a threat, because when they are sick and taken to the doctor, then they associate the doctor with something bad that's going to happen to them. So I discourage. I discourage just because you don't want, now when you have to take him to the doctor can't even check their chest because they are so damn scared.
So we're still in the middle of 16 days of activism against women and children.
Yes. I like how we took our time getting to that, because I was like, we must enter these things. You know, it's nice to have these nice conversations, these fun, you know, frivolous conversations. But there's some conversations that really need to happen. And the 16 days of activism, as it is mostly called, are very important. I was driving in my car listening to a radio station, and they were actually interviewing the minister from, I think, Gauteng.
Is it the minister of minister of women and children, social development or something like that?
That one. Yeah, I missed her title. Anyway, and it's interesting when you hear these people speak and they talk about what they're doing, and you're going, I hear you're saying what you're doing. I'm hearing the theory of what are you doing, but what are you physically doing? If I'm to me and I'm abused, and what am I going to say you did for me? I was struggling with that. But I was thinking, 16 days of activism. Can we table a proposal to government?
Okay.
And ask for 365 days of activism.
From next year onwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, 16. How did they get to that number, number one? Number two, you know, we keep...
You know why?
We keep saying... We keep saying that we expect more to be done, because at this stage, I also feel like it's a case of just giving it lip service. So when 16 days of activism starts, I imagine a whole bunch of government people arriving to work on that first day, and then their PAs or whoever are like, oh, Bona, by the way, this thing has started and you have to give a speech ko Harangua later this afternoon. Here, we've written the speech for you. Please take it and go do your job.
Yeah.
So for them, it's just a matter of giving it lip service, but it doesn't really mean anything. It's just another thing on their list for them to tick off. But then in the same breath, I think to myself, but what more can we done, or can be done, besides us just talking about these social issues that we have, which are clearly still very problematic and very out of control still? There's a terrible story in the news this week about a young lady from the Western Cape, in Khayelitsha, I think, where, you know, the reports of the story are that there were up to 10 men who abducted her. They burst into her home, they took her, they assaulted her, and then they murdered her. And the, you know, the reporting around this story is that it is a lesbian hate crime, that the reason that she was killed is because these men took issue with the fact that, you know, her sexual orientation is something that does not... Well, I don't actually know what her sexual orientation has to do with the rest of them.
In 2016, how is it in 2016 that this is still happening?
And this is why I'm saying, at what point do we get to having different conversations, or maybe doing more than just having conversations? Because clearly, us just giving things like 16 days of activism lip service is not having the desired effect. So where are we getting it wrong? Do we need to change strategy? What do we need to do? I keep hearing people, you know, who bring up the problem with our criminal justice system when it comes to, you know, women going in to report cases of abuse or violence against them, and the kind of treatment that they still have to deal with at police stations. you know, the whole thing of when somebody is raped, our justice system is designed in such a way that the victim has to be the one that proves their story.
Yes.
Versus, you know, the person being accused having to be the one to defend themselves. So yeah. Is it a case of, you know, taking it that deep, going into the way that our criminal justice system is set up? Is it in favor of victims? Does it make it even more difficult for them to try and get their story out? I don't know what to do at this point.
Hey, it's hard. You know, when I was when I used to do work with Arab Theatre Trust, we used to go around in these schools, and you know, often we'd be the first ones to find out when there's abuse happening in families, or if these kids have been raped or whatever. And you know, our responsibility would then be to pass this information on to the social workers or to Childline, or you know, so it can be escalated. But what was interesting was when we did meet kids who would say, "Ah, why you guys keep saying we must go and report? Because then we go and report, and then all they're doing is now I must hide, wada wada." Like, you find out that there are places where there are holes. Then there are places where the cops are getting it right. They don't mess around. Mm. They're like, I don't know. I feel like the thing that needs to change is, can we stop beating around the bush, right? The perpetrators of the crime are male, mainly.
Mm. Yeah.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
And yet when these campaigns come up, it's women making a lot of the noise. And this is the same noise of the woman who's screaming while she's being beaten up and no one's doing anything about it. What needs to shift in this campaign is that men need to take it over. Men need to take over the conversation. Men who are not beating up their wives, or who used to beat up their wives, or who have raped or who have hurt, need to engage in a dialogue with other potential attackers, potential perpetrators, and other men who can support men who don't know that there are other outlets. That's what we need to do. Because it goes back to that, you know, that rape conversation, that abuse conversation, that it's all good and well that you want to focus on me, the victim, and talk to me, the victim. It's been done. You've done. It's done. You can't undo what's done. But how do you prevent it from continuing? How do you stop it before it happens? And how do you keep it from continuing? And my honest opinion is on that is the people doing it. I can't, as a woman, come and speak to a man and pretend I get his perspective. There are men who will break down and talk about how emasculated they feel, how, you know, when they're giving the excuses for doing what they've done. And me, as a woman, I really don't understand what the fuck you're on about, because all I'm seeing is you turned me into a punching bag.
But also, besides that, you made your problems mine, and that's not fair.
And it's not fair.
It's not fair for you to take out whatever problems you and your fucking emasculinity bullshit, taking it out on the next person. No, actually.
So,
we're all adults here.
Yeah.
Everybody should be able to be in control of themselves.
Men need to back each other the fuck up. Because you know what irritates me as well is sometimes when I listen to the dialogue, I also get irritated when they try and make it seem like, oh, it's only the poor people, and it's only the people in the townships, and it's only the people in the rurals who are doing it. Because it's start talking about economic disparity, blah, blah, blah. No. This abuse thing is not an economic thing. There are many women who can afford expensive concealer, who are hiding their bruises and masking the fact that they've got broken ribs and they're wearing bandages under their clothes. This issue is not purely an economic thing, and it doesn't belong to one group of people. It's a problem that is it's a cancer in the country, and we need to deal with it. We're a country with a very violent history, and the abuse of women and children for me is this thing continuing of violence, the culture of violence continuing, but in a different, you know, like the beast has given birth to a different kind of beast. You know what I mean?
On the other side of the conversation, I also keep hearing people saying, yes, but we have to teach boys this. We have to teach men how to unlearn certain behaviors. Is there a timeline to how long you people need time to be taught things?
To be taught.
Like, how much longer must I keep making excuses for you because you are still unlearning certain
behaviors?
I wish
you guys could see the look on Mabale's face.
No, I'm sick. And,
I've never seen such contempt on her face.
I am sick and tired of these men constantly needing time and education, because little liking, Why aren't you getting there faster? And in the meantime, how many of us or how many of these women are you killing and beating up while you are still unlearning certain things? Look, this is probably not the right approach to have, but this is what happens when people
That's where I have to stop you.
Okay.
You can't say that cannot be there. That's not the wrong approach. Women have been nice enough about this. That's what it needs to be. The PSAs that we see on TV need to be that contempt, need to be that pain, need to be that anger that says enough is freaking enough. We're sick and tired of this shit. So no, you are not wrong. In fact, that's another thing that's missing, because we cannot tell these guys that we're hurting that deeply, yet what they're seeing are these sober-minded, well-thought-out conversations with these women are just saying, ah, we're just saying, hear us out, you know, enough. No, get angry, lose it, go apeshit. Because if you don't go apeshit now, this is how we're finding those women in jail who are in jail because one day she snapped and she killed a bitch.
She
stabbed him. She boiled him. She poisoned him.
She hacked off his penis.
She hacked off his penis. But not the goods, man. Girl, why are you destroying the goods?
I don't have a problem with...
But yes, on a serious note, I do think that we're not angry enough as women. We're not... militant enough as women about this issue. And I mean, for a lot of us, you know, it's so easy to go, I want to support them, but they keep going back. Like, why should I bother? Because, you know, you try and support someone, but all she does is keep going back. And we need to start exploring those things as well. Why does she keep going back? Because she's economically dependent on him. Why does she keep going back? Because her mother was abused, whose mother was abused, whose mother was abused. We need to break that chain. Because what people also don't realize is children are watching this behavior, and these are learned behaviors as well in some cases, where I've seen it happen to all of the women in my life. So when it starts happening to me, it's a norm. So A, why must I go report it? B, why must I act like I'm special? You see, it's like that story I told you. Remember when I told you about the guy who grabbed my ass in the club and I punched him, and then everybody cucked me out because they were saying, why do I act like I'm special, like I'm the first girl to have their ass grabbed in a club?
Because it's such a privilege and an honor to have your ass grabbed. Is that what they're insinuating?
Exactly. Like, and my argument was, well, my bum, my right, my body, you're not allowed.
Yeah.
And it's not okay.
Yes.
Nake Park Station here. Hi, Bansi. Little man, I'm not the case that the way about Lankateng. We're not supposed to change that. Or tell what they're going to get in or the other way around. So I feel like and it's little things, man. It's those women who let men scream at them in public. Those women who are like, he smacked me once, but, oh, okay. Just once, ne? Oh, okay. Sharp. Whew. And therapy, this thing of acting like therapy is for people who are messed up. We all have issues. We all have issues. And we all need to talk. And I think my big thing is that men need to talk. Women need to talk. Women need to talk to men in a different way as well. You know? What about those guys who are like, we've had these physical fights for the past 5 years. It hasn't been a problem. Why now? Why now you're telling me that I'm committing a crime and you have a problem? Because we've always resolved it afterwards.
That, you understand? That whole thing about teaching a person to treat you. Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, I don't know what else to say. It's a heavy topic.
It's a freaking heavy topic.
But it is our reality as a society, isn't it?
Yeah. You know where it upsets me, guys? I mean, the whole thing is upsetting. The whole thing. But where I now go, this is not about dialogue. Now it's about we need to hurt somebody. I'm that angry. Is when things like that happen, those violent assaults on violent rape and heinous crimes against gay, lesbian community, you know? For me, it's 10 guys and a girl. I don't care what her sexual orientation is. Already as a woman, physically speaking, I am weaker than you.
Yeah.
Now there are 10 of you? How the hell is that... healing or changing? Because now this isn't, they call it corrective rape.
Well, they.
What are you correcting?
They. Well, this is the problem, isn't it? Is people taking it upon themselves to decide hore wena, as an adult woman, you should not be doing A, B, C, or D, and therefore I am going to show you what you need to be doing instead.
Yeah.
This is the problem as well.
And it's that small, eh? It's that small with, first we must tell them how they should dress, these women. Then we must tell them what they should say, these women. Then we must tell them where they must go and where they cannot go, these women. And then why? How do you punish? Because for everything you tell someone they must do, for every rule you set up, the assumption is that there's a punishment for going against that.
Because you are doing something wrong.
Because you're doing something wrong. Again, we cannot have women being the only people making a lot of noise about this. And then people want to run back and say, well, yeah, but to me, there have been campaigns where you've seen men. There aren't enough.
They're not
it
enough.
It needs to be overwhelming. I want a man to start the topic and go, and like Buffett, this thing is rubbish. And like Buffett, how is it? Teeth, gas, bit. Mm. Let's sit down and let's talk about it.
How do we feel about men who choose to deal with these kind of things in a violent manner? So if I see you smacking some girl around, I walk up to you and I'm going to punch you around.
I love those guys. I won't lie. I know that violence begets violence, but it warms my heart. Cockles of my heart when a big guy sees some guy smacking a girl around and immediately, they don't even ask what happened, because that's what I love. Doesn't matter what happened. That's a man beating up a woman. And the minute they get involved, my friend, it just warms the cockles of my heart. Because what he is saying is, you want to do this like a man, do it with a man. Now, here's a man.
We're leveling the playing
field.
Let's
level the playing field here. Because that, you know, I was in Maboneng a few months ago. And actually a fight did break out between a couple. They'd both been drinking. Because that's another thing that pisses me off. When people go, they're drunk, leave them alone. So because they're drunk, she can get beaten up.
Mm-mm.
So this guy and this girl are having a fight. And he gets handsy. Now, he throws the first smack. We're like, hi, bo. It's us. The men initially didn't do anything. But all it took, funny enough, Mabali, because also sometimes people are slow to react, or maybe he's thinking it, but he's thinking, no one else seems like it's necessary.
Yeah, that whole group mentality thing where if you see one person doing it, then maybe you'll follow suit.
So what we did is my friend and I went, so guys, you're going to chill here while that guy hits this girl. That's all it took. They didn't even have no conversation. They just descended upon this guy. They descended upon this guy. And, you know, they were being rough with him, but they didn't beat him up. But they pushed him back and pushed him back. And they were like, literally, you know, do you have something you wanna let out? Because we're here. Let's let it out.
Restrain him?
Yeah. And this guy's like, yeah, but Bafetu, she drank my money. And now, wara wara. Like, the way it seemed was one of those savanna conversations of, I bought you a savanna.
What is that?
Open the legs. You know that one of,
savannas. Yeah.
So, that's what happened. And long story short, she was fine. She was relieved. We cucked her out anyway, as the girls, though. We were still like, really, what's your problem?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't go and start ish. Go, leave. Did you tell him you don't want to do this thing? You know what I mean? Like, just go then. Just leave him alone. Because now, after we calm him down, she still wants to go back there. And we're like, you see, we've helped you. Now you're going back there.
And now we won't be able to help
you. And now we won't be able to help you.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, it's it's such a tough conversation to have, man. But you know who once killed me? Karabo Lidiga. She once posted on Twitter something she had seen where they were talking about rape. You know how some guys are like, yeah, but you want it. You're saying no, but I know you actually want it.
You don't know shit.
And they use that tea thing of, I'm saying I don't want tea, but you're pouring me tea and you're giving me the tea, but I don't want the tea.
You don't know shit about what I want. And you don't get to decide what I want. So fuck you.
Yeah, this girl is angry, guys. Me, I'm finished being angry. I'm exhausted.
Okay, no, it's fine.
I'm tired of being. Trust me. I'm not judging your anger. I'm just tired of being angry.
No, it does.
I just feel like it's all good and well to talk about this shit. People don't care about it until it happens to them. Mm. So, yeah.
In the meantime, Could we maybe just change gears a little bit?
And, yeah.
You know, take it to a different place, a more sensual place. A
yes.
More,
because that's another thing. Mm. Let us celebrate ourselves as women in this.
Instead of being made to feel guilty.
Yes.
Okay.
I like when you're going. Shift the gears.
No, we do that.
Let's take power back by fire, by force.
And we do that with the one and only. I don't know. Is she queen or king? I don't know. Beyonce.
She's a kinging queen. She kings this queen.
Zumi Meraki picked this one. Yes. From Central.com. Sipping tea with myself, Mabali Moloi. And Zumi Meraki.
Alala, returning to the beehive. Alala. man. Hey, Linda, me, I'm tired. But you know, it's interesting, this thing, man. This violence against women and children. 16 days of act. So what happens in this 16 days exactly? Is in this 16 days, does it mean that if they catch you, unlike the normal days of the year, you are immediately incarcerated and dealt with? Or what makes the 16 days? Because some, you know, I used to actually joke about how 16 days of activism is that 16 days where women get a break from being beaten up. So some of us need to start applying for extensions. But Mlungis, Nkala extra 2 days, because I know it's 16 days, but it's my birthday.
Can I get an
extra 2 days? Because my blue eye is not healing.
Tell me, what was the response to you joking about that that kind of stuff? Because, you know, there's also this thing, when we're talking about these things...
But it's about what are you ridiculing?
They must always be serious.
No, me, I'm ridiculing the 16 days of activism. Because if you're going to come back to me and show me statistics that say, statistically, this 16 days has made a difference. The abuse has dropped by a good 60%. Then I'm like, yeah. So I was just ridiculing how, first of all, I didn't even know the 16 days of activism had even begun. Okay.
Yes. Well,
that's how quiet the campaign is.
No. Well, but I mean, aside from that, you know, I don't think most of us actually know when this thing starts.
And you know, the problem
until you start seeing it trending, until you start, you know, hearing the ministers doing their lip service from one radio station to the next.
Yes.
Until they start going around to different parts of the country giving their speeches.
Yes. Somebody actually asked, "Was it you who was asking why 16 days?" Why not? And this is my logic.
Well, I was asking, how did they get to 16?
How did they get to 16?
Was it like they put numbers in a hat, they drew out the number, and it was
and
like...
it sounds nice.
No, well, I mean...
16. That's what I call it, 16 days of... Because when you say 16, we know it means we must sit down and calm down and keep quiet. So that's why. And probably also because maybe they initially had it as 2 weeks. And then they were like, yeah, but 2 weeks, 2 weeks is too... Like 2 weeks sounds too short because it's two. But if you go 16 days and then somebody said, yeah, but at the no, then they're like, oh, 2 weeks. Okay, let's make it 14 days. And then they went, no. But now is this 14 working days or are we including weekends? And then they were like, okay. So let's have 2 weeks and include a weekend. Another weekend. And then they're like, yeah, let's include an extra weekend because then, you know, usually they beat them up on the weekend when they're all drunk and the cops are on break and then that's when they usually... So then...
So that, okay, no, that yo, I was not expecting that explanation from you, but thank you.
I just thought of it now.
Thank you for
I literally just... Yeah. I'm actually a little proud of myself.
Yeah, no, I'm also... I'm like, okay, no, sharp. It sounds like there was much thought and much deliberation in getting to that point, so that's fine. I asked the question, you provided a response, so that
no, but you know, this thing is hard. this thing is hard and I want to put it in the hands of the men. We will walk away from this conversation now. And I think the big thing now before we walk away from it is just, guys, you need to have women's back. You need to have your ladies' back. We were all born of women. All of us. Every single one of us were born of women. Imagine that was your own mother. If you don't have a sister, imagine that was your own mother. That's all I ask. Would you want your own mother going through that? And if not, what are you doing about it? That's all I ask. If you know your friend, your boots, been doing things, you know that he hurt that girl, and you may be the only person who knows about it, help your friend. Help. I don't believe that God makes rubbish. God does not make rubbish. Some people are broken. Some people, but then I don't think everyone is broke beyond repair. Get your friend to get help. Get your friend to find that girl and apologize for what he did. Get him to acknowledge that. Because, you know, some people don't also understand how healing a simple, sincere sorry can be. You can be listening to me right now and go to me, that's bullshit. You can't tell me that a woman, a victim of rape, is going to be okay with an I'm sorry. It makes a difference. It makes a difference because what it says is you're acknowledging that what you did to me was wrong. You understand? But, ladies, mentor bezona, let's take power back.
Amir was just going to say this.
Let's not let what's going on here disempower us. Don't let it distemper us. Don't let it weaken you. Celebrate who you are. Me today, I'm wearing my young tight nyana dress nyana. The godonkis that shouldn't be showing are showing. I'm celebrating my godonkis. I am, because for me, that's also a form of abuse where you're going to go and verbally harass someone for looking the way they look, for dressing the way they dress.
I mean, because, you know, you arrive here today, you are happy, you are in a good mood, you're looking fantastic. You're not hurting anybody.
I'm not hurting anybody.
So why must it be an issue?
If a guy walks by and he gets a semi, hey, look, man, me, I can't help you, but there are bathrooms all around. You go in there, sort yourself out, done. I don't think anyone gets hurt.
Yeah, you know, it's also that case of, you know, just stop making your problems everyone else's problems. It's not fair. We're all here on this earth. We're all trying our best.
Thank you.
We've all got issues. We've all got struggles that we're trying to deal with every day. I don't make my problems yours. So don't do the same to me. It's as simple as that.
I remember actually there was a time I had to lock myself in my bedroom because I was going through a very, you know, when you're not resting and you're stressed out and then the kids are kids. And I got really loud and shouty with them. And I felt bad afterwards because, you know, you look at the look on this child's face and you're like, you can see this child is thinking, what? Why are you so angry at me? Why do you hate me so much in this moment? And I literally just shut myself in my room and I was like, I need to pull myself towards myself. And also, we need to get to that, guys. Sometimes go and separate yourself from people. Breathe. Calm the fuck down.
Before you do anything.
But I mean,
that you will regret and that you know, that could potentially come back and hurt you as well in the long run.
What I love is the song we just played now by Beyonce, you know, because I mean, she talks about Jay-Z jizzing on her and, you know, all how randy she is and stuff. And I was saying to my ballet off air that, you know, if Jay-Z had come out with that song, no one would even bat an eyelid.
Well, it would be expected.
She does it, and I mean, some people even forget this is a married woman who's singing this thing, and she's talking about something she's doing with her husband, you know?
Which, you know, we all like to do.
We all love to do.
We all love being...
Birds do it, bees do it.
We all love being touched. We all love touching people. Nah. It gives us satisfaction. Doesn't mean, hurry, at one point in your life, you no longer get to have access to that thing because suddenly you are now a mother, you are this, you are that.
So I'm going to sing that song and be gyrating and then you're going to tell me I'm asking for it. You will see your mother. Let me promise you this. You will see your mother.
Not even tablespoons.
Some things are untranslatable. I'm sorry.
No, that's
But you can't. But I just feel like You know, own it, girls. Own who you are. If you are gay and effeminate, or straight and butch, or what, own your identity and be unapologetic about it. Do not let these bullies become a reason for you to dim your light, to switch off your flame, to become a shadow of who you are, you know? Shine, man, shine. Let the light shine through you. Let the glory of God in you shine in who you are, you know, and fight back. We need to fight back. Now, fighting back is not necessarily a violent thing. It's a celebration. It's a celebration of who you are and who you've been created to be, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in a higher being, whether you believe in the universe, whatever you are intended to be that in the best way possible. And just take that, begin to take that power back. You know, begin to remember how you are so worth so much more. Because you are worth so much more. You are worth so much more than that lifestyle you're holding on to, and that's allowing you to take that abuse because you think, oh, but I can't imagine being back living from hand to mouth when I'm living this lavish life and the only price I'm paying is happiness. That's a very expensive price to pay to, you know, for eating caviar as opposed to eating pilchards. You know what I mean?
And maybe it's also worth all of us individually just quietly going through I don't know if this is even correct, a de-brainwashing process where, you know, you go through all the societal bullshit that gets put in your head as a woman from the time that you are a little girl. And also just deconstruct all of that because, you know, unfortunately, at times we are the harshest critics of other women.
Yes, yes.
You know, there is a role that we definitely play in all of this and in how we treat each other and how we get treated. And I just feel that, you know, every now and again, it's worth us as women just, you know, quietly thinking, but how would I feel if I was going to be, you know, treated this like a particular way? How would I feel if people were saying things that I'm saying about this woman that I'm saying about her? Let's just all do better, guys. Let's all do better.
Let's be better please. People, you know? Man.
We are going into festive.
Hey, man.
It's going to be nice.
It's going to be yo, bona. I would like to reiterate, South Africans, this is not a request. It's a demand. You are to let loose. You are to let your head down. You are to have the best time of your life because 2016 was a mother fornicator. Now we go into 2017 and we are hoping for much better. Now, I believe in numerology, things happen in nines, okay? And I believe that 2016 was a hell of a change because we are going into year nine, if I'm not mistaken. The numerologists will correct me.
Is that the reason why? I just have one question for these numerologists.
Yes.
Why don't they warn us at the beginning of the year, Hurbona, this
they
year?
They did. Funny enough, they did. They did. They did warn. I remember they were even saying don't make any major decisions between January. Don't make any major announcements or decisions between January from January to the end of February. And remember, that's around the time Penny Sparrow went and made that noise. And I was like, oh my God, these guys were right. Because they literally were like, in terms of what you say, contracts that you sign, agreements that you enter into, don't touch anything until March.
So you only saw this after the fact? Oh, they were actually right.
No, I didn't see it after the fact. When it happened, I was like, oh my God, they're right. Yeah, but they did. They did. Me. I don't mess around.
Okay, so then what can we look? What can we look forward to then in 2017?
I will consult. But it's gonna get better. What I can almost guarantee you is that it's gonna get better.
Because I don't understand the whole numerology thing. I don't necessarily. Well, no, not necessarily.
It's about planning.
I don't believe in any of it.
You don't believe in any of it.
No, it's just numbers.
Yeah, I think I can convert you.
It's fine. I'm happy for you to
do
try.
Do you believe that mathematics changes the world? It does, ne?
Formulas, yes.
Yeah. Numerology works on formulas.
Calculations.
It works on calculations and formulas. So you do believe in it. You just need to be converted.
Okay. Yes. I'm willing to have an open mind.
Yes.
But having said that, are we hugging any of these men today?
I'm hugging men who beat up other women.
Yeah.
or take a stand or stop it. I'm hugging every man who stops it. I'm not just, okay, not necessarily, because sometimes you are a little tiny guy and there's a big guy beating up.
And
but then you do get involved and you get really badly hurt. So I'm hugging every man who stands up against this kind of thing. I am hugging every man who has even done it, has been honest about the fact that they've done it, and has made amends. Made amends in fixing themselves and made amends in trying to reach out to other men to make sure that they don't do it. Those men deserve a big-ass hug because, again, God doesn't make rubbish. If you don't believe in God, you believe in the universe, fine. I just don't believe anyone is born evil, bad, or ugly. I believe that we are all in constant movement and flux, and we are constantly responding to stimuli around us. So I am not here to hold a grudge. I'm saying, I'm hugging all you guys who stand up for these people who can't defend themselves. Women, children, and to a degree, people with disabilities who are also, you know, victims of these things.
And ladies, you know, going forward, you know, the last thing that I want to say is please stop worrying about what other people will think when you are, you know, in your moment of being empowered.
Some bliss.
When you are in your moment of doing whatever it is that you like to do, you're a grown up after all. You're an adult.
Some bliss.
And, you know, if those around you take issue with it or want to call you all sorts of names, just turn around and say, okay, and then?
Tell them to suck.
Thank you, Tims. I think that'll be a good place for us to wrap it up.
Yes.
The music selection today has been courtesy of Dimi Morake.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You have you know, you started us off with Beyonce and you know, her singing about all the kinds of things that she wants her man to do to her and vice versa. We're gonna keep it on the sexy tip.
Yes.
Because that's what we like.
Yes, we don't want these things to separate us men and women. We want to come together in all manner of speaking.
And we will be back with you next week Tuesday right here on cliffcentral.com. As always, be sure to catch any of our podcasts. You can go onto the website and download them, and we'll see you next week. Cliffcentral.com.